Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 313 for Friday, March 18th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $1 to $2 per ton weaker in volatile trading in early activity on Friday. The May contract had been as high as $468 per ton this morning, but is now about $2 weaker at $463 as the Canadian dollar continued its gains. The loonie reached its highest level of the year on Thursday and was still near those highs Friday morning. That had a bearish effect on prices as a stronger Canadian dollar makes canola less appealing to foreign buyers. Follow-through technical selling after Thursday's declines also pressured canola prices on Friday. But Chicago Board of Trade soy oil provided spillover support and Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which limited losses. French officials have voted to cut an import tax on Malaysian palm oil after protests from Indonesia and Malaysia. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn and wheat were weaker, while soybeans were stronger. Soybeans were up about 2 to 3 cents per bushel, with the May contract 2 cents stronger at $8.99, as prices were supported by gains in crude oil. Crude oil prices were on track for a four-week rally in early activity on Friday, propped up by seasonal demand and a weaker U.S. dollar. That news is bullish for soybeans, as stronger prices make blending soybeans into biodiesel more appealing. But South America's ongoing harvest tempered gains on Friday, as supplies from Argentina and Brazil are expected to be sold into the market soon. Corn prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel stronger Friday morning, with the May contract at $3.66 as traders squared positions ahead of the weekend. Basis levels have softened slightly this week, which indicates farmers have been actively selling, which is bearish. But Japan's use of corn in feed rations increased in January from both the previous month and year-ago levels, which limited losses on Friday. Stronger crude oil prices also limited corn's losses. For wheat, prices were about half a cent to 2 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago May contract down 2 cents at $4.60. Gains in the U.S. dollar index limited wheat buying overnight, as a stronger U.S. dollar makes the country's commodities less appealing to foreign buyers. But cold weather is expected for the U.S. plains this weekend, which limited losses on Friday. Temperatures aren't expected to fall low enough to significantly damage crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.